Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our series of Shulam Siyata Dishmaya, Rambam, Hilchas Mamrim. We're up to the fifth parak, Halacha Yud Beis, Yud Gimel. Beis and Torah Moreinu, Rabbeinu Avinu Rav Dov Zitzal, Avinu Dov Yitzchak Mann. And Shir should be a special Shchus Vemunim Rashi Yichyu, Nechi Gita Basra Chaim Simi, Leitzei Chalatzeu Cholim Beilea, V'harabam Yosef ben Chana, Rosh Abin Leir, Ritzak Mubracha, Moshe ben Rezel, Fursam Sushla Yisrael, Ursu Torbaz Tiro Fida, Rishlema. Rambam says, somebody whose father or mother, Misha Abba Vima Rishan Gemurim, somebody's parents are absolute Rishan, they're Ovi Averis, even if they have a Gemar Din Lahariga, and they're going out to be killed, they're going to be executed, a child is not allowed to strike them or curse them. Even if they're Rishan, you're not allowed to strike your parents. And if he did so, then he's putter. If he curses them or strikes them, he's not punished, but he's still lesser. And if they did tshuva, then he's chayev, and he's killed because of this action, even though they're yotzei lemisa. But if they did tshuva, he has no right to strike them, and therefore he's chayev misa. So b'medvar mamurim. If no. So this is all talking about a son. A son is not allowed to strike his parents, even if they're Rishayim, even if they're being taken out to be killed. If they did tshuva, he's even killed. If he tries to curse or if he curses them or strikes them, that's all a son. But somebody else who curses them or strikes them after the Gemara Din, even though they did tshuva, he's pater, since the person is going lamisa. And if he's mevayish, these people who are or holy chlamisa, and they did tshuva, then he has to pay the knas. He has to pay the penalty of the nevayish. That's halacha yud beis. So a son is not allowed to curse his parents no matter what. He's chayiv for cursing them, misa, if they did tshuva, or if they're not rishayim in the first place, obviously. If they didn't do tshuva, then it's usser, but he's not chayiv punishment if he curses them or strikes them. They're being taken out to be executed. And someone else who curses or strikes someone, Shenig Mardino, somebody else who curses and strikes someone's name Mardino, even though the person did tshuva, he's pater, since the person's going to be killed. And if he's mevayish the person, and the person had done tshuva, he has to pay the knas, the penalty of the mevayish. Halacha Yud Gimel, if someone's parents is over in Avera, which you get Malkus, and he's the one giving the Malkus, he shouldn't give it to his parents. And if they're chayav to be excommunicated, he shouldn't excommunicate them. He shouldn't push them, be mevazeh them, b'shlichus beisdin, even though they're roy lekach, and they didn't do tshuva, still he shouldn't do anything against his parents, because that's not what the son is supposed to do. Ad kan midivrei Rambam. Shitas Rambam here is the same as Shitas Harif in Yevomis and of Chof Beis Amid Beis. And what it says there in the Sugya, Makalel, Makom Makalel Oviv Rosha Potter, because he's not Oisem Maise Amcha, since he's not, doesn't act the way he's supposed to be acting, one does not Chayiv Misa for cursing or striking his parent, which he normally would be. But if the parent is not Oisem Maise Amcha, then he's Potter. So the Rif says that's only as far as being Chayiv Misa. But as far as Isser, it's still Aser. Even if the parent doesn't do tshuva, it's still aser lahakos ulakalel. And he cites the Gemara in Sanhedrin, 585b, Amar Rabbi Menachem Tam Yishmael, a son is not allowed lekol ena ben nasa shliach l'aviv, lo lakosa v'lo lakalel. So a son is never allowed to be a shliach to hit his father, to curse his father, except for mesis and meidiach. It's an exception to the rule. Somebody who subverts tovah dezara there, it says lo sachmo, but otherwise, a child is not his place to be the shliach for akon klala. So what the Rif understands is that it's usser, even though the parent hasn't done tshuva, it's still usser for the child. That's how he's understanding the Gemara. It's still usser for the child to strike his parent. It's not like Tosis writes in Dibur Maschukas Usser Tshuva that the Sugya in Sanhedrin Peyom and Beis is talking about where the parent did tshuva. Otherwise, it's mutter, because he's not Oisem Maise Amcha. So according to Tosfos, the Sugya in Sanhedrin, which says a son cannot curse or strike his parent, is talking about where the parents had not done. According to the Rif, it's talking where the parent had not done tshuva. Even though the parent didn't do tshuva, the child still cannot be strike one's parent. It's asur. It's not chayiv, but it's asur. And Tosfos says, no. It's mutter to strike one's parent or curse one's parent if they haven't done tshuva. And the sugyan, Rav and Chaim Tani Vishmal, are talking about where the parent did tshuva. If the parent did tshuva, then it's asur. But if not, he's ainoy semaisa amcha, then it's mutter. So the chayra, we have to understand Das Harif Aramba, number one. What's the pshara? What's this compromise in the mir of ainoy semaisa amcha? Ainoy semaisa amcha, you're pater, but it's asur. If it's memuot, if it's memuot, if it's not. But how do you get this pshara? It's asur, but you're not chayiv. The Bach says it's only asur rabbanan, not mash mekain mistimus harif aramban. Number two, we have to understand, as the Bi'ur HaGaon already asked in Yoredei Reish Mem Aleph, Arach L'Ner Yevamos Chaf Beis Amud Beis, Chazon Ish Sanhedrin Simin Yetes, Sif Katan Hei. The miut of the from the pasuk V'nasi Bamcha Lo Sar, where we learn to the father, is talking about an isur, not about a chiv. So if we learn a miut, Eino Yisamaisa Amcha, it's a miut in the Yisr, not only in the Chiyu. The Rif learns in the Rambam, it's only a miut in the Chiyu. It's Eino Yisamaisa Amcha, you're not Chayu. But the Gemara is talking about the Yisr, there's a miut in the Yisr. Nasi Bamcha Lo Sar, Yisamaisa Amcha, which we learned is talking also about the parent. So just like by a Nasi, there's no Yisr, by a parent, there's also no Yisr. So how can the Rambam Rif say there is an Yisr? We discussed this at length in our Shiurim in Perek Vav, on Halacha Yad Aleph. Those Shurim are recorded. Rabbeinu speaks about this as well. Of course, that's where we're basing ourselves on. We also have to understand, but Divrei Rif, what's this kasha from Yevamos? The Rif was bothered that we have a tension between the Gemara in Yevamos and the Gemara in Sanhedrin. That the Gemara in Yevamos says that Mako Makal Oviv is Pater Al Tzeinoy Semaisa Amcha, and the Gemara in Yevamos and then the Gemara in Sanhedrin says you're not allowed to a curse or strike one's parents. And that's Sanhedrin. The Gemara in Yevamos seems to say that you are. You're pater. So he resolved it by saying the Gemara in Yevamos is talking about chiyuv, in achayiv, but the Gemara in Sanhedrin is talking about isser, there is an isser. אז אנחנו רוצים לבאר בדברי הריף מה הקושי שלו, למה זה כל כך מפריע לו, המתח, הסתירה בין הגמרא ביבמות מהגמרא בסנהדרין, שמזה הוא הכריח שזה רק הבדל עניין חיוב. בנת לעניין, נת לעניין עשר. לעניין עשר, it's עשר. And the Gemara in Yevamos is only talking about a חיוב. But the saying once in Hedron, when it says it's Aser, is talking about Isser and not Chiyuv. Chiyuv, there's no Chiyuv. Isser, there is an Isser. So what was bothering him so much? Why doesn't he just say Pashat like Tosfos? Tosfos in Sugya Sanhedrin says he's talking about in Sanhedrin where he does Tshuva. Why does he say in Sanhedrin that his son is it's Aser for him to strike his father, or curse his father? B'shlichus based in. You know why? Because he did Tshuva. To say the Gemara in Sanhedrin is talking about where he did tshuva, and the Gemara in Yevamos, which says that it's mutter, is talking about where he didn't do tshuva, where he says he's pater, talking where he didn't do tshuva, where he didn't do tshuva, he's pater. And when the parent did tshuva, then it's asur for the son to be makal of the parent. That'd be a nice resolution, like Tosfos says. That's the pashtus. So the Rif asks, why does the Rif say this big chiddush? No, they're both talking about where he did. Where he didn't do tshuva. They're both talking about where he didn't do tshuva, and there's a difference in chiyuv, that he's not chayuv, but isser, that there is an isser. No. Say that the one sugi is talking about, Sanhedrin is talking about where he did tshuva, and therefore it's asser, and the sugi in Yevam is talking about where he didn't do tshuva, and therefore he's pater, cursing or striking his parent. And it's even more difficult. So Kasha the Quran, Yerudei Reish Memal of Sif Katan Vav, and the Shulta Gibor and Sanhedrin beat him to it, that the Pshitus of Lekol Eina Ben Asr Shliach, from which the Rif brings, is going on what it says in the Gemara, Boi Minei Lev Sheshes, the answer of Sheshes, a son, is he allowed to be a Shliach to strike his parent, and to curse his parent? And the Rosheish's answer is this query, and saying what the acher miyatiro? Why is someone else allowed to do it? In other words, you're asking about the father, the son. How's the son allowed to do it? How's the son allowed to curse the parent? You want to know if the son's allowed to curse the parent to strike the parent? How's someone else allowed to do it? The answer is kavod shamayim adif. So you're also by the son, kavod shamayim adif. And that the Gemara brings that Rabbi Rav Huna and Tana Rav Shmuel don't say this. They argue. Now Rav Sheshes, the Pashtus, is talking about where he did tshuva. Because he says, v'achar miyatiru. Who allowed someone else to do it? So the fact is, who allowed someone else to do it, it means it's talking about where he did tshuva. And therefore, no, another guy's not allowed to do it. And he says, v'achar miyatiru. Who permitted someone else to do it? And someone else is permitted to do it, so it must be talking where he did tshuva. Lo asa tshuva, he's ain't osa maisa amcha, and therefore he is permitted to. It's a rhetorical question: who permitted him? If it's acher, if it's someone else. So that means bepashtus that it's with another person. It's permitted. Why is it permitted? Obviously, because he's ain't osa maisa amcha. He didn't do tshuva. So I'm at lo asa tshuva, and that the Gemara says. But there's a differing opinion. And that is the opinion of Rabbi Rav Huna Tana d'Rabbi Yishmael, who say that, no, it's usher. You don't say kavod shamayim adif like Rav Sheshis wanted to say. It's usher to strike your parent. So just like Rav Sheshis is talking about a case where he didn't do tshuva, where he's ain't oisa maisa amcha, and therefore it's permitted for someone else. It's talking about where he's oisa maisa amcha, and therefore he says, "What somebody who permitted someone else to do? It's not permitted for someone else. It's not permitted for someone else. Why is it not? Who permitted him? It's not permitted. If it's not permitted, then how's it? How's he doing it? How's someone else being a kal or maka? Answer. Kavod shamayim adif." So you're also by son, kavod shamayim adif. So again, Rav Sheshis is talking about a scenario. B'shelo asa tshuva. Rav Sheshis is talking about a scenario where asa tshuva. Somebody already did tshuva. Because if he didn't do tshuva, then he's ain't osa maisa amcha. Someone else is permitted. When he says someone else permitted, he means not permitted. Why would someone else seemingly not be permitted? Because he did tshuva. So why is it permitted then? Because he's ain't osa, because kavod shamayim adif. So too, just like Rav Sheshis is talking about, where b'sha'asa tshuva, and therefore it's forbidden for someone else to strike. And so how then is it permitted? Because kavod shamayim adif. So just like Rav Sheshis is talking about asa tshuva, and therefore it's asa for someone else. Talking about asa tshuva. So too, when the Gemara says, now it's asa to strike your parents, b'shlichus beis din. It's talking about b'sha'asa tshuva. So how does the Rif bring that as a raya for his shita? It's talking about b'shelo asa tshuva. And where the father didn't do tshuva, where he's ain't osa maisa amcha, it's still aser lekalo lakosa. The Rif says, talking about b'sheino asa maisa amcha. What are you talking about? In the sugi, you see, it's talking about b'sheino asa maisa amcha. Rav Sheshis is talking about where he did tshuva. So Vayter, Rabbi Rav Huna, Tana d'Rabbi Yishmael, are talking about where he did tshuva. He's oisa maisa amcha. So how does the Rif take out from there that if he's ain't oisa maisa amcha, it's asa. The kalo lakosa. We're talking about where he did tshuva, where he's osa maisa amcha. And the Rif wanted to learn, no. The Gemara in Sanhedrin is talking about ain't osa maisa amcha. And that's and it's still aser. Now we see Rosh Hashanah is talking about osa maisa amcha. And therefore he says, Acher miyatira, who permitted someone else to do osa maisa amcha, so to a parent. So who permitted the? So how's the son allowed to do it? So Rav Sheshis answered, because kavod shamayim adif. And then Tana de Beis Yishmael and Rav Rav Bar Afuna say no, since he's Oseh Maisa Amcha, it's Aser. So how does the Rav take out from there? That's talking about ain't Oseh Maisa Amcha. The Sugya's talking about where he did tshuva. So how does the Rav bring out that it's talking about where he didn't do tshuva? That's the Gruz Kasha. The Lech Mishnah Halach Yud Gimel asks that since according to the Rambam, Rav Shesh is talking about read into tshuva. He's ain't osa ma'isa amcha. And in that, the Gemara says no. The call, the son is not allowed to be a shliach lahakos ulakalel, except for Mesis and Mediach. So also talking about lo asa tshuva, according to the Rambam. So Rav Shesh is talking about lo asa tshuva, ain't osa ma'isa amcha. And that's what the Now the Beis Shmuel is talking about Osa Ma'aseh. So the Rambam says, talking about Lo Asa Tshuva. So then the Gemara asks the Kasha and Rav Sheshes from a Braisa, where the Braisa says that Ayotze Lahag Babino Kobe Kilo Chayev, that if one emerges from the court condemned to be executed, and some came and struck him or cursed him, the son is executed. It's a Kasha. Why is the son executed? According to Rav Sheshes, it's permitted. So the Gemara should have given a Pashut answer. The Gemara doesn't give this answer. The Gemara should have said the Braisa is talking about B'sha'asa Tshuva. That's the Kasha of the Lechem Mishnah. Since the whole Sikh is talking about B'sha'asa Tshuva, Rav Sheshes is talking about this, Rav Shmuel is talking about Lo'asa Tshuva. So Vayter, when the Gemara asks, and Rav Sheshes, that you see that he's not allowed to strike his parent, just say it's talking about B'sha'asa Tshuva. That's the Kasha of the Lechem Mishnah. It's very difficult to understand the Lechem Mishnah. The Gra is correct. Adrabba, Rav Shimon is, Rav Sheshes is talking about B'sha'asa Tshuva. Not like the Lechem Mishnah understands Rav Sheshes is talking about B'sha'asa Tshuva. He's talking about B'sha'asa Tshuva. Otherwise, why would he say Acher Mi'atira? Acher Mi'atira, we didn't do Tshuva. Of course, Acher Mi'atira. We had a better Kasha. We had the Kasha of the Gra. The Gra asked, since Rav Sheshes is talking about where he did tshuva, so Mestama, that's what Tana Rav Shmuel says, it's talking about where he did tshuva. So Mehechi Tesi, that it's talking about where he didn't do tshuva. How could the Rif take out that it's talking about where he didn't do tshuva? Sugya is talking about where he did tshuva. So how does the Rif take out that it's talking about where he didn't do tshuva? And it's still lesser. The hakos or the kalala. So this whole Lechem Mishnah is very difficult to understand. He says that the Rav Sheshes is talking about shalom asa tshuva. And that's also what the Rav Tanya Shmuel is talking about. The Ram is talking about shalom asa tshuva. So the Gemara should have established the Braisa that asked the Kasha is talking about B'sha'asa Tshuva. The Braisa that says that he was he's executed for being Mako Makala's parents B'sha'asa Tshuva. He did it B'shlichus Beis. So it's tamuah to say that because Rav Sheshes is talking about B'sha'asa Tshuva, not B'shalasa Tshuva. And he's talking about B'sha'asa Tshuva. And in Mela, Tanya Rav Shmuel is also talking about B'sha'asa Tshuva. And how does the Ram and the Rif take out from that? That it's talking about B'shalo Asa Tshuva, that when it's Aser, when it says that it's Aser to Hakosu Lakalo, it's talking about B'shalo Asa Tshuva. Matam Apatam, it's talking about B'shalo Asa Tshuva. We also have to understand the Sugya of the Gemara, Daf Pei Amud Beis. While B'sugya, the Rav Sheshes is matir to his son to be a Shliach, and Rav Chizda says he's Chayav Misa, ain't Sham B'sugya. And Maskanas HaGemara, Maya Havei Allah, it brings Lakol Eina Ben Nasa Shliach. You're not allowed to be a shliach lahakos ulakala. So mashmal is divrei arama v'chenu lahedja b'meiri. The iser yesha v'lo chiyuv misa. There's an iser, and there's no chiyuv misa. The bach says, we mentioned before, it's asr rabbanon. But it's mashmal. The rai is also, that the marina of Rabbeinu brings, it's asr mitzim in the Torah. So what are these gimel shittas? What are these gimel shittas? One shita holds that it's heter, mahakos ulakalo. That's sheshes. Then we have Rav Chisda that he's mamish chayiv misa. And then we have in the middle that it's aser but not a chiyuv. That's the Rambam and based on Tana Beri Yishmael, Rav Huna. So what do we have to understand these three shitas, and what's the pshara to say there's an isser, not a chiyuv? That if we don't say the father is like someone else, so then he should mamish be chayiv. His father's not in the category of someone else, you're allowed to be makom mekayem. But if the father's not in that category, then it should be chayiv. And if he is like someone else, then it's mutter legamrei. Like Rav Sheshes holds that it's that if he's the shliach beis din, he's allowed to be makom mekayem. So what's this? Why is it aser? What's this middle ground? What's this pshara? That if someone is for the do the shliach beis and the hakosul kalel, it's aser. One opinion holds chayiv, one opinion holds mutter, and one opinion holds where is he? How do you understand the opinion says? Opinion holds it's mutter because he's like anyone else. You're allowed to be a shliach kovet shemayim adif. And if he's not like everybody else, then it should be chayiv. What is? Because he's your parents. So where does the aser come in? Now the tool, Siman Reish Me'amal of Kataf Kedivrei Rambam, that it's aser even if he didn't do tshuva. And it's Siman Reish Me'am, he's cholek al Rambam in 6:11, and the Torah says that there's a chiyuv kibarav b'Rasha. And he says, no, if rather there is no chiyuv. Ayin Sham B'divrei Atul. The kashe shereitam Rambam, what's the Rambam's reason? Because the miut of oisem maisa amcha is talking about hakon klal and not uncovered. Ubal kolchenu shatul shecholek sovir shal kol dinei v'chiyuvei ben lav ematina mein oisem maisa amcha. The Rambam holds the miut of ein oisem maisa amcha is only going on hakon klal, but there's still a chiyuv covered. And the Torah understands that the miut of ein oisem maisa amcha is on all dinei covered. Even covered, you don't have to give him. So how does the Torah write that there's an Isser of Akon Klala one's father is a Rasha? Re ledato ha-mi'ut lo al Klala bilvad ozir. That according to the Torah, the mi'ut of Ein Oysa Maisa Amcha is not just referring to Klala. We should say he's not chayiv a klala if he's makala. But it's still aser. Because he holds it's not just on the chiyuv. According to the tour, it's not even aser. According to the tour, it is a, excuse me, according to the Torah, there's a chiyuv of, there's a, it's a miyud uncovered. If he's ain't oisem maisa amcha, there's no chiyuv covered. So mehechi tesi, that there's an isser of hakon klala. How do you understand the Torah? There's an isser of hakon klala, but there's no chiyuv of covered. He understands ain't oisem maisa amcha is not only saying there's no chiyuv of hakon klala, he understands ain't oisem maisa amcha is also memayit din kavod. Oh, ain't oisem maisa amcha is memayit din kavod. So memela, it should be it shouldn't be us or the hakos or the kala. Since ain't oisem maisa amcha is not limited to the chiyuv of akon klal, but it's also ain't oisem maisa amcha saying you don't have to be mechabed according to the tool. So then how can he say that it's us or the hakos or the kala? Ma pitom, we have a mute. Okay, sweet friends, we have a lot of work to do, and there's still more kashas, and then Amir Tashem. We're going to start the Mahalach, but in the meantime, we definitely have what to think about. And I thank you so much for listening. Please stay tuned. Shalom, shalom, sweetest friends. We know that we shall continue.